Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Aldo Botano, Chief Executive Officer of Clean Tech Lithium, CTL. Ticker there. Aldo, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting us. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and you've just released some news, an operational update on your three projects. So we'll talk about that. And there's also a bit more news explanation from Chile's government about their lithium strategy. So we'll delve into that. Before we do, Aldo, as always, I mean, like I said, Clean Tech Lithium is part of the name, explains what you do, but just give us a bit more color on the business, please.
Okay, well, we own three prospective lithium projects here in Chile. Their spanning is over 500 square kilometers. They're in the Lithium Triangle. It's the world center for battery-grade lithium and production. And we aim to be one of the greenest, if not the greenest, lithium producer of the world with the lowest emission we can achieve with our technology, direct lithium extraction, who we've been pioneering and developing since 2017. That's a summary, I guess.
Yeah, excellent stuff. So direct lithium extraction in Chile, the greenest you're hoping to be around. So let's talk about this operational update. You announced brine pump test results recently, an extensive drilling operations update this week. So take us through the key highlights. What does this mean for the business, Aldo?
Okay, well, again, out of the three projects, we're developing them simultaneously, Francisco Basin, Laguna Verde, and Llamará. Mm-hmm. Francisco Basin and Laguna Verde sit in the southern tip of the Lithium Triangle in the interior town of Copiapó. And very exciting news. We're in the second drilling campaign there and doing a pump test and re-injection work as well, along with the environmental work, etc. But the pump tests were amazing. I mean, 30 liters per second in both wells that we developed in Laguna Verde. That's a very big number. Companies brag about 15 liters per second, 10 liters per second, 30. It's a very good number. It's ideal for production, reduce capex in Laguna Verde. And if that wasn't a nice number to work with and deal with, Francisco Basin, 80 liters per second. That's outstanding. It's one well can produce 4,000 tons of lithium per year, more or less, taking the grade and taking the pump test. It's a very positive project. We'll have to go all the way to the pre-feasibility stage. We're working on the scoping study. We have 80% of that completed. It'll be out as soon as we finish the whole drilling there in Francisco Basin. But it's a very good news. And then the drilling results on both properties from the new campaign, the two new wells in Laguna Verde, and the we're drilling more in Francisco Basin. Instead of three bores, we're drilling five. And the results of Laguna Verde are going to move the resource up. And more important, the certainty of the resource. We have already 1.5 million tons in Laguna Verde, and it will, and 800,000 of them are indicated and measured. And that will go up. And then Llamará, we're drilling also in Llamará. We file oil. We were not looking for oil and gas, but we found gas at 321 meters. It's a shallow gas. We'll see and study that if there's some potential business there. But we moved to another location. We're drilling fast again and testing as we go down the brine. There's salinity there. We just need to do the testing and send it to labs and all those things. So very excited. Three projects, two at 4,400 meters, one at 1,000 meters. Lots of people, lots of work, and very excited.
Yeah, and I urge people to check out the RNS there, because you've got plenty of media in there, lots of pictures explaining what's going on, lots of tables there for more detail. But explain, we've had a bit more colour on this the Chilean government's national lithium strategy, and the minister was in an interview. So what does he say, and how do you see this impacting clean tech lithium?
Well, it's all good news for us. We were part of the work previous to the strategy once it was announced. Again, there's three areas. One is the Salar de Atacama, Albemarle, and the government leases that they have there in the contracts, and the government wants to extend the lease of SQM there and get involved. And then there's the state-owned salars. There's two special vehicles from the two companies owned by the government in the mining sector, Codelco and Enami, and they own six entire salars between the both of them, and then Codelco owns a portion of Maricunga. And that's an opportunity, and it's just came out in the news yesterday again by Enami, that they seek the private sector to develop those salars. But then at the same time, it's us, our own salars, who it's going to go to a speedy process. The government is going to announce incentives to partner with them in a minority stake with the government. We have everything ready to submit the final permitting applications by ourselves. We're waiting for the government to unveil what it could be an incentive for us to partner, and it could be in various ways. But we're excited. Chile really wants to develop the lithium industry, and that's a statement that has been going out and what the authorities have been saying. And it's exciting time for us to develop, again, our salars and governmental salars that are going to be opening up.
Yeah, okay. Talk us through the progress that's being made with, you know, direct lithium extraction and your partners, Sun Resin, please, Aldo.
Yeah, well, we've been working with Sun Resin for some years. We tested our brine in China, and we bought a small initial unit out of a Puritech in Belgium, a subsidiary of Sun Resin. We've been working with that, with the various brines coming from the various wells that we have. We've had good results on that, and we're expanding the testing, and now getting ready for the big plant that it's going to be commissioned in July. And this small unit has allowed us to understand how it works, the multi-valve system, how to process through the resin and everything, and we're very happy with having done that, and excited for Sun Resin to send us, again from Puritech from Belgium, send us the big plant that we have all the studies and the place to set it up and start working and start producing at the third quarter of the year, 1 ton per month. At the same time, Sun Resin started the pilot plant as they're recommencing the building of a large 25,000 ton per year production plant in Argentina. Mm-hmm. They have a pilot plant there, and we also have been sending brine to that pilot plant closer to us and for further results and everything. Very, very excited. Again, we started in 2017 DLE, and the government has said here that's the way to go forward for the whole industry, and in part for our work, early work. So very happy and pleased.
Yeah. Okay. Now the planned, you know, reinjection test, you say it's the first for Chile's lithium industry. Explain the significance, the importance of this, if you could, Aldo.
Yeah. Everybody talks about direct lithium extraction of higher recovery rates, faster into production, less water usage, and all those things are true. And then that you can reinject the 100% of spent brine. But to be able to do that, you have to control the hydrogeological variables of where you want to do that. In our case, we control the basins that where we are, entire basins. And we're doing the only ones doing reinjection. We're doing the pumping test. We're seeing the fluctuation in the subsurface aquifer with that, how the brine reinjected affects that. And the government is very pleased. It's not like reinjection is completely new. It has been done in the oil and gas industry for decades, and in the mining sector too. But in lithium, it hasn't been done. And we're very happy about the results, the ability of the basin to absorb back the reinjected the brine, and studying and learning a lot. Before, we just had the drilling wells, and we had the extensive geophysics that we did to understand the subsurface aquifers and the underground geology and hydrogeology. But now we're getting a first-hand-on understanding, and we're very pleased. It's a path forward, and no one else is doing it.
Yeah, exciting. Okay, well, let's talk about where you want to be. Hopefully, by the end of the year, then what's the potential here? What can investors expect, Aldo?
Okay, well, we'll have by then completed two major resource upgrades at Laguna Verde and Francisco Basin. Yamará has been drilled, and we'll know what to expect there. Hopefully, good news and also program with that. We'll be producing 1 ton of direct lithium extraction per month for both of our more developed sites, Laguna Verde and Francisco Basin. We'll have all the permitting by then to construct in 2025 and produce in 2026. And we'll have advanced conversations with a strategic partner and offtake, as by then we have finished the PFS of Laguna Verde with Worley. We've also have done the scoping study of Francisco Basin. We'll have an update on the scoping study of Laguna Verde. And we'll be ASX listed. And we hope the stock price will be at the price accordingly to all these developments and the de-risking of the project, basically. We will be within 2 years of producing.
Yeah. Well, it's very exciting. Okay, well, that's almost three reasons there. But if you want to do it right now, give a reminder of why people should hit that follow button on your page. Please give us three bullet points right now, Aldo.
Okay, well, again, the green low-emission lithium production that we're doing using direct lithium extraction in the leading mining jurisdiction of Chile. We haven't spoke much, but we have a board and management experience of delivering mining projects in Chile all the way from early exploration to production. And it's an unrivaled opportunity to invest in this, undervalued lithium opportunity like us. So go hit that button and follow us and buy some shares in the market.
Excellent stuff, Aldo. Good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on. So hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Yes, take care. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.